WTA at County Commerce Bank, and that's when we bring in our CD. That's right, the CD of holiday music. So that's what we have going on here. Current temperature, by the way, we are looking at 55 degrees.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
I like the way he says that. And hey, look at this. Welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board. Today we have Alex Rivera, WIB Board Chairperson, to talk to us about technology-based manufacturing jobs and the WIB's Applied Basic Skills Committee, where representatives from Ventura County manufacturers collaborate on training for the new tech-based skills needed in their industry. Now, first of all, welcome. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Now, a little background here. You're not new to this game. You've been with WIB for a while.
Yeah, I started with the Workforce Investment Board in 2007, but I've been here involved with workforce activities since the late 80s.
Okay, so well-schooled in this. Let's talk about WIB here. I understand that part of the WIB's commitment to local employers is to make sure there's a reliable current and future workforce who are job-ready, but the name of your committee is unclear to me. So what do applied basic skills have to do with tech-based manufacturing, Alex?
Well, first I want to reiterate what you said, because the WIB's mission is that Ventura County will have a strong, relevant workforce that's ready and able to support the changing needs of our local employers. So our Applied Basic Skills Committee, as well as our other committees that are involved in Allied Health, Clean Green Jobs, and Youth Committees, are all working towards that goal. To that end, our specific committee is working to identify technology-related jobs here in Ventura County that are going to be in high demand, that will offer a living wage, which is very important, as well as to be able to provide career path opportunities through 2020 and beyond. We're also involved in outlining a plan for applied basic skills education and training for the development of a ready, reliable talent pool. And to answer your question more directly, Spence, survey after survey repeatedly show employers have trouble finding qualified employees because workers, and specifically entry-level workers, often lack the basic skills in English language proficiency, reading, math, critical thinking, problem-solving, communications, as well as employability skills like timeliness and work ethic. Today, manufacturing is increasingly high-tech, and low-skilled jobs are fewer and farther between, and they're decreasing every day. Basic skills are an ongoing need, both now and in the future.
Yeah, Alex, it's a scary point when people really sit back. Maybe they lost a job, a kid just going out, and if you really sit down and you say, what can I do? What do I know? Mm-hmm. How, if I see this job available, do I have any clue with what would be needed for that? So if you could elaborate on the skills gap in manufacturing, especially as it applies to Ventura County and elsewhere.
Sure. Well, study after study have shown that there's a skills gap here, not just in Ventura County, but across the country, and it's a global phenomenon as well. There's shortages in skilled production jobs, whether they're machinists, craft workers, technicians, and more. And this has been confirmed by various manufacturing studies, particularly here in Ventura County. There are programs and services available to help meet that gap, and that's part of what our Workforce Investment Board is looking to do. We're looking at the long-term talent needs and attempting to help our communities to strike a balance between supply and demand. Our initial focus is on applied basic skills, but as I mentioned before, we've got other initiatives going on in the allied health field and clean green jobs and youth, and hopefully identifying the gaps between the talent that's available and the talent that will be needed.
So when you're looking at some of these things, when you're a kid, you know, you get out of high school, you know the Constitution, you can play the tuba, maybe you played a little baseball, but when it comes down to it, for a kid especially, jobs for youth, students, manufacturing, what do you think kids should be studying today to make themselves employable?
Well, there's a wide range of subjects that students can study, including the usual math and science. There's also vocational training opportunities, but what we're hearing increasingly from employers is that workplace skills such as collaboration, critical thinking, and agility are critical, and they're just not finding that in the young adults that are coming into the workforce these days. Part of what our Workforce Investment Board is doing is looking to see about striking a balance between what employers need and what the available talent pool here is able to offer. And we're trying to fill that gap by providing more programs and services to match those particular needs.
Math science. Kids, math science. I've heard a lot about this stuff, and it's good. So if someone in our audience is a manufacturer who's interested in this subject, what should they do?
Well, they can contact us about joining or making a presentation to our committee. They can start out by finding out more information on our website. That's at www.wib.ventura.org. We're also on Facebook, and there's so many different other resources that are available to people, publicly available.
Give us an idea of some of the other resources that we should know about.
Well, as I mentioned, there's our WIB website. We also have Facebook pages that have wonderful resources for both employers and job seekers. We've got a conference that's going to be coming up, as a matter of fact, a week from this Friday. Pathways to Prosperity is a regional conference that's being presented by the Ventura County Civic Alliance Workforce Education Committee on Friday, December the 9th, and that's going to focus on strategies to address meeting the challenges of preparing young Americans for the 21st century. We've got a manufacturing forum that our Workforce Investment Board Committee is planning for the first quarter of 2012. And there are a number of high school academies that are being expanded upon. I know we hear so often about the funding crisis in public education, but I know after attending an educational forum that our County Superintendent of Schools had hosted yesterday, that there are a number of exciting and energizing academies and other programs, regional occupational programs that are public education programs that are available that provide hands-on career preparation, as well as so many other resources that can be found on the web.
Well, great job. It's good to have you here. And I did, as I was surfing around this morning, I saw a couple of nice things that there are people. I saw in Santa Barbara that there's a little more hiring than they were first looking at. So there are some things out there. But do come skilled up as much as you possibly can, and you will learn a lot of this. Do the website for us one more time, if you would, please.
Sure. That's www.wib.ventura.org.
All right. In closing, I'd like to thank Alex Rivera for coming in this morning for Workforce Wednesday. Next month, we'll talk about other ways the WIB is working to help ensure a strong, relevant workforce that is ready and able to support the changing needs of local employers. Check back on Wednesday, December 21st. And in the meantime, for more information, go to www.wib.ventura.org. Alex, great job. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
The business, education, labor, economic development, and community members of the Workforce Investment Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to wib.ventura.org.
It was great. Okay, good to hear, folks. Really, go to these sites and check it out, www.wib.ventura.org. If you find yourself in a position where you're not really sure, you know, what you can do, what you should do, this is a great jumping-off point. So check out that website and give yourself all the tools that you can possibly have in this day and age, 849.